This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will be along with today's reports coming right up. The Farm Futures Business Summit is coming up. Rather soon. It'll be here in about 2 weeks. Iowa City, Iowa is where they'll meet again, January 24th and 25th. Yes, this is the learning season for farmers and producers. You won't find a better opportunity to learn than at the Farm Futures Business Summit. I've attended several times in the past, and it's amazing all the information that growers take home with them when they leave one of these conferences, actionable information, things that they can use on the farm. Out of 18 idea-packed learning sessions this year, with high-profile ag economists, farm business specialists, and panels of farmers, too, as you have a chance to learn from other producers. You can sign up for the Farm Futures Business Summit at the website, farmfuturessummit.com. It's in Iowa City, Iowa, farmfuturessummit.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. The government shutdown is starting to hit the hooch. Breweries, wineries, and distilleries across the Midwest are experiencing delays and taking a financial hit because some permits aren't being issued because of the partial federal government shutdown. The Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau issues permits that allow businesses to serve booze, craft a new beer or wine, or create labeling for a product. That agency is currently closed. Once it reopens, there will likely be a backlog of applications to be processed. Luckily, I don't think we're in any danger of running out. Another victim of the shutdown is Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson. He was supposed to be the keynote speaker at a Missouri prayer breakfast, but he had to cancel because his agency cannot pay for his travel during the shutdown. It was expected that when a Minnesota company that had pioneered indoor shrimp farming was ready to open its first production facility, a $45 million plant that would employ a lot of people, it would be in Minnesota. No, it's going to be located across the state line in South Dakota. Officials of True Shrimp Company say Minnesota's environmental regulations make it impossible to build the plant in Minnesota in a timely manner. The mayor of Luverne, where the company is headquartered, calls the decision a gut shot, not to mention the $600,000 the city has spent and the $2 million the state of Minnesota has spent on building roads and utilities to the site where the plant was supposed to be. If you didn't know Tyler Trent was a Purdue superfan, you could sure tell it by all of the sports figures who attended his funeral and all of the sports memorabilia in the church sanctuary. Hundreds of dignitaries joined family and friends of Tyler, who, although he died at the age of 20, had become well known for his avid support of Purdue sports teams and for his work as a cancer activist. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb spoke at the funeral. He said the state and nation were inspired by Trent's courage and bravery. Purdue football coach Jeff Braum was there along with several players, all wearing black jerseys. Outside the church, the Boilermaker special locomotive mascot was parked. Last year, he gained national attention by becoming the adopted captain of the football team. He became a social media star with his positive attitude and determination to live every day to its fullest. And last night on campus at Purdue, he was honored with a memorial service. That's your Midwest Digest. For Purdue alum Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.